Today on WGN Radio, we devote the day to the reality of Alzheimer's. We invited top doctors, researchers, and advocates to discuss where we stand in the fight against this disease. Now, here's John Williams.
Saying hello to Hadi Finnerty. She is the Senior Manager, Education and Community Volunteer Person with the Alzheimer's Association at the Illinois chapter. I'll give you the website for more information in just a second. Hadi, it's John. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You know, I've been sort of promoting the question I wanted to ask you, which is, what can I do to maybe forestall or prevent Alzheimer's? And I know full well you may say there is nothing you can do. What's the answer to that, generally speaking, Hadi?
So, good question. I get asked that often. There is right now no prevention, as we know, but there is strong evidence that people can reduce their risk of cognitive decline just by making those key lifestyle changes. So, you know, I'm sure we all hear about this, but physical health and exercise is huge. Average adults just need 2 hours and 30 minutes a week of exercise. So that could be a brisk walk. It's getting nice out. You know, go outside, enjoy the fresh air. Diet is a big role in this. The Mediterranean diet, the DASH diet, and then, you know, mentally stimulate your mind. So, you know, I always joke, but I tell people, those of us that brush our teeth with our right hands, trick your brain. Start brushing your teeth with your left hand. It takes a minute for your brain to catch up. Like, oh, we're changing our routine up, you know, but Sudoku, crossword puzzles, and then, you know, just social engagement is also a really big thing as well, just keeping socially active. Mm.
Does that mean then that, all right, so if I'm going to get Alzheimer's, I'm going to get Alzheimer's, but I can maybe reduce the severity of it? Is that what you're saying?
No, you can't really reduce the severity of it, but as we get older, I always encourage people, you know, start with these healthy habits. Well, there is no prevention. We know that. There is no cure at this time, but we can start to possibly reduce the risk. So for those of us that are sedentary, you know, maybe it's just starting out 10 minutes a day and walking. Just incorporate something, one small thing a day that will lead to bigger impact. I know we've all heard that before, but it does not reduce the severity, no.
I guess it would help to know if I'm getting it or if I have it. Could you give us some early warning signs?
Yeah, of course. So the key thing here, every individual is going to be different, but we do have, you know, just 10 warning signs. So we have on our website too, because I won't go through for the sake of time, all 10 of them, but on our website at ALZ.org/10 signs, you can see the list of 10. But the number one thing is memory loss that disrupts our daily life. So here, this could be, you know, recently learned information. So we know the first thing to become affected in the Alzheimer's brain is the hippocampus area. We call that the memory bank, the formation of new memories. So a lot of times here, people in the beginning stages, they're going to forget important dates. They might forget their child's birthday. They're going to rely heavily on those memory aids. So reminder notes, putting it in, you know, their Google calendars, you know, things that are going to just increase their reliance on those memory aids. And then, you know, difficulty completing those familiar tasks. So some people, you know, we're going to start to see some of those signs where they're going to, you know, experience changes in their ability to maybe develop and follow a plan, you know, following that familiar recipe, or those that work with numbers. There'll be some, you know, lags in that. And then, you know, misplacing things and losing the ability to retrace steps is another one. I know most of us, we walk into a room and we think, okay, why did I come in here? And it comes to us because that's typical aging. But for those that are starting to have some memory impairment, you're going to notice they're going in and out of the room, not remembering why they went in the room in the first place.
Yeah, but a lot of that is a lot of us some of the times. I mean, what you're saying sort of takes one's breath away because you go, wait, I do that. The other day I panicked because I couldn't remember my passcode, or I had to ask Brenda why I went in the room, for crying out loud, or I never figured it out. I mean, how do you know which is which, you know?
Yeah. And like the only way, and of course, we're all going to experience some of these signs. And, you know, when I present into the community, I always joke about myself because I'm getting my kids in the car, I'm throwing my stuff in for work, and I'm halfway down the block and I'm thinking, did I shut my garage door? So I'll travel around the block again. And of course, 99.9% of the time it's shut. But it's going to be something where it's severe enough, it's going to disrupt your daily life. So, you know, for those of us that have driven for 30-something years, one day we get behind the wheel of the car and we're thinking, how do I turn my car on? Mm-hmm. That's something severe enough.
Yeah.
Where it, you know, of course we all from time to time might forget our passwords, especially when there's 100 passwords to remember, but it's going to be severe enough.
Hadi Finnerty is a senior manager at the Alzheimer's Association. She does education and community outreach work. So we've got this walk coming up, and I'm wondering, we're going to raise some money, and then you guys are going to get it. Where is the money going these days? Where is the research heading?
Good question. So our walk to end Alzheimer's, I'm assuming, are you talking about the Chicago walk?
For instance, nationally or locally,
yeah.
But I just wonder what the association is doing these days.
Yeah, so all of our walks, our Walks to End Alzheimer's is our world's largest event to raise awareness and funds for Alzheimer's care, and then, of course, support for families and caregivers and the general public and research programs. So right now, all of that money is going into, you know, we're advocating for families. We're trying to advance critical research towards just methods of treatment and prevention. So a lot of the money goes to that.
I also see that it goes to the families and the caregivers, or is that just an area of need?
Yeah, it goes to our families. That's our care and support, you know, those that you know, our support groups, our education programs, our early stage engagement programs.
The I'm just looking at some numbers here for Illinois. More than 230,000 people in Illinois live with the disease, and 383,000 caregivers are tending to those 230,000. It looks like. What's the incidence for any individual? Is it 1 in 100? Is it 1 in 10? Now, math statistically, what are my chances of getting Alzheimer's?
So 1 in 3 seniors has Alzheimer's or dementia.
Really?
Wow. Age 65 and older, yeah. So keep in mind, after the age of 65, your chances start to increase every 5 years.
And other dementia. Is Alzheimer's maybe the best known? Is that the most severe? Because I know a lot of people over the age of 65 and they're having swell lives. So I'd like to think that it's not going to completely ruin senior citizenship for most people. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, so Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia. It's 60 to 80% of cases, but there's over 70 different dementias. Hmm. It's just Alzheimer's is the most common form. And really the only way to truly know what it is by getting a proper diagnosis.
And that would be from your, I guess, family physician. You'd start there, huh?
You would start there, and then a lot of times, you know, you're referred to a neurologist just to kind of start the process, because when they do the diagnostic workup, it's not just, of course, the five-minute conversation with your doctor. It's more intense than that. They ask, you know, questions. They'll test your blood and urine to see if there's any infections. You'll do a mental status exam. They'll test your neurological. You'll do a neurological exam, and then, you know, you'll go into an MRI or CT scan.
We're going to have a walk with the Alzheimer's Association. They're going to have a walk, and we're going to walk with them to end Alzheimer's Saturday, October 8th at Soldier Field. I'll be there, and the WGN radio team will be there. So join me, join us, join your friends. Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's is going to be Saturday, October 8th. You can sign up at alz.org/walk. This is interesting and helpful information. Hadi, I appreciate your time today.
Thank you for having me.